Hello.
Is that Mr. Mackey?
Yeah, speaker.
Hi, Mr. Mackey. Shane's calling from MMA Legal regarding the scratch redress. How are you? Okay.
I'm good.
I appreciate good stuff. I appreciate yesterday you was at the beach, so we scheduled you back in for a call today in regards to getting your case file set up for your Scottish redress. Okay. Now, I'm just going to confirm I'm speaking to Mr. James Mackey, date of birth 20th of August 1981. I've got an address, 24 Hilton Road. Is that right?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. All right. So, in regards to the Scottish redress, the average compensation per case at the moment is around about £45,000. Okay. Say that again.
Sorry, you broke up there. Sorry.
Yeah. So the average compensation at this moment in time for dealing with the Scottish redress compensation cases is around about £45,000. Okay.
Yeah.
It can be more than that. It just depends on the case. So what we have to do, we'll get the case file set up, and then what we'll do, we'll get it processed and get it transferred through to the legal team. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to now go through your case report. So I do need to ask you a few questions. If there's any questions that don't apply to you, you can just say no and we can move on. All right.
Right, no problem.
Brilliant. So, James, I do need to ask you, have you got any terminal illnesses?
No.
Okay. So we've got your nominated beneficiary down. It's Irene Chapman. She is based as your next of kin on there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. So redress type based on it actually being an individual payment. So it can go up to £100,000. Okay. I will make you aware of that and the legal team will notify you of that as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Care setting. So how old were you when you first went into care?
12.
You was 12. So we're going to go with, it was around 1993. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it a care home facility or was it a foster care?
I went through numerous foster cares, foster parents.
It was foster carers, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to put that on your report. Give me a moment. Do you know how long you stayed with the foster carers for?
I was with my first foster parents were Helen and Dave. I was with them for about 8 months.
Give me a moment. Let me just place them down on there. Was there any abuse with Helen and Dave?
That was my last one. Sorry, wait, and then my first ones were Helen and Gordon. No, they were really nice. It was last ones. My last foster parents.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Helen and Gordon, what was the surnames?
I can't actually remember
at all. No, it was a while. Don't worry about it. They'll be able to pull it up on records, okay?
Yeah, I'll
save that. I won't be a moment. Give me a moment. So the date was 1985. 1993 till around, would you say, 1994 with Helen and Gordon?
Yeah.
1994. Okay, let me just get that saved. So when you left Helen and Gordon, where did you move to from there?
I got put by a hospice foster carer. I was only with her for about 4 or 5 weeks.
4 or 5 weeks. Do you remember their names at all?
No, I don't know. But I can remember she stood in King's Seat.
Right, no problem at all. When you left there, where did you then go to from there?
I went to foster care in Lungelly. Their names were Andrea and Sandy Blair.
Okay. Whereabouts was the foster care? What area did you say, sorry?
That was Lungelly.
L-O-G.
L-O-C-H-G-E-L-L-Y.
G-E-L-L-Y. Okay. Yeah. Bear with me a moment. And how long was you there? How long was you there with them?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half, okay. Give me a moment. Do you remember their names? Can you just confirm their names?
Yeah, that's just Andrea and Sandy Blair.
Andrea Blair, B-L-A-I-R-E.
Yeah.
Or is it just no E on the end?
Yeah, it's Blair without E.
So it was Andrea, and what was the other name, sorry?
Sandy.
Sunday.
Sunday night.
Just going to save that now. Bear with me a moment. Okay, so when you left Andrea and Sandy, where did you go from there?
I got moved to Kelty. That's the one that I got abused.
Was that with foster care? I told you. Was that foster carers?
Yes, with foster carers.
Foster carers. Okay.
That was Helen and Dave.
Helen and Dave. Give me. You don't remember the surnames, no?
No. I'm 45. Yeah,
I can imagine, James. Don't worry about it.
I can remember my social worker's name. My social worker was called Hilda Beard.
Was called what, sorry?
Hilda Beard.
Hilda
Beard, yeah.
How are you spelling the surname, do you reckon?
That'll be B-E-A-R-D.
Okay, it's in the beard, yep, okay. Parents, give me a moment. Okay, it won't be a second. Just going to place Helen and Dave in the parents section. Social worker is Miss Hilda Beard, is that right?
Yeah.
And how long was you with Helen and Dave for?
About 10 months.
Oh, roughly.
Yeah, about 10 months.
About 10 months. Okay. Give me a month. Okay, so I'm just going to save that on there now. What I do need to go into, do you know with, Helen and Dave, do you remember what area it was?
Yeah, if you have to, give me 2 seconds, you can actually Google map it. I'll be able to tell you this.
Yeah, if you don't mind, yeah.
2 seconds, I just need one of my Google Maps. I'll actually stay in Kelty now.
Yeah, take your time, James.
I just can't remember the name of the street.
Take your time.
Yeah. Just bring my Google Maps up. There's a high street. My maps are there, aren't they? 2 seconds.
Honestly, James, it's fine. Take your time.
Yeah.
No problem.
I would have been Oak Street.
Oak Street, what area is that?
Kelly.
K-E-L-T-Y.
No, K-E-L-T-Y.
Oh, okay. Kelty, K-E-L-T-Y, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me just save that on your report. It won't be a moment, James, okay. There we go. So, I'm changing now, been saved. Now, in regards to the statement section, we've got foster carers first. There was no abuse within the first foster carers, no?
No, it was just the last one.
Okay. Let me just place on no abuse within the first two ones. Okay. Now, in regards to by using foster care at Oak Street in Kelty, I do need to ask you these questions. If you can say yes or no to them, that's perfectly fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So, was there any mental, physical, or sexual abuse?
No.
Okay.
Say
that again, sorry.
My first foster's parents were really nice.
No, so I mean with the last, foster
care. Oh, the last one.
Is there any mental, physical or sexual abuse with your last foster carers?
There's no sexual abuse, but mental and physical.
Mental and physical, let me place that down, okay. Okay. In regards to the physical side of things, would it happen on a regular basis?
It happened 3 or 4 times the time I was there.
Say that again, sorry.
It happened 3 or 4 times while I was there.
Okay, 3 or 4 times. Okay. Give me a moment. So, was there any other children within the foster carers, or was it just yourself?
It was actually with our son that was causing the physical abuse.
All right, so it was their son, was it? Okay.
Yeah, his name is David.
Okay. Now, I do need to ask you, in regards to your adulthood, has it affected you in any way? So would you say that you suffer with any sort of anxiety, trust issues, any mental health issues due to that?
No, not really, to be honest.
Okay. Can you elaborate in regards to the physical abuse from the son?
He physically attacked me. But the last time he attacked me, I was in the middle of eating my dinner, and he grabbed me by the throat, and I nearly died. I was actually choking on my food.
Bear with me a moment. And he said he nearly choked you, yeah?
He was. He grabbed me by the throat and was choking me, but I was in the middle of eating my dinner. So obviously I had food in my throat while he was choking me.
Okay, was there any ambulances called?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now, in regards to the neglect side of things from the foster carers, it will go down as a physical and mental abuse case, okay?
Yeah.
So what I am going to do, James, I'm going to place that down as a physical and mental abuse from that foster carer period, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to save that on there. Bear with me just one moment. There will be an authorization email that does come out to you now while I'm on the phone, okay?
Yeah.
I've got an email address as jamesmackey2026 always@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Bear with me just one moment. So what will happen, we'll get your case file now completed. We'll get it authorised and get it sent to the legal team. They'll contact you back within 7 to 14 days. They're going to let you know how much they're going to be going in for in regards to your case of compensation and how long it will take, okay?
Okay.
Now, within that period, you will receive a call from your caseworker, and they'll let you know in regards to due to when the solicitors call and any updates you do require, they'll be able to give you them, okay?
That's fine.
We just one more, James.
That's no problem.
So our administration's team sent you I can see on the system here, they sent you a WhatsApp message. Did you manage to receive that?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
That's fine. If you've got a laptop, yeah, you can do that now, because I'm just looking on the administration screen. I can see that they've sent an email to you. It's just a picture. It has to be the full picture of the letter, any letter dated within the last 3 months.
Right.
A picture of a full letter, and also in regards to your photo ID, it has to be if you're using a bus pass or anything like that.
I've got a citizen's card.
Yeah, citizen's card's fine. We can.
I'll need to look at a letter, but I've got my ID right in front of me now.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all.
I'll do that.
You should have received also a text message and an email, and that's an authorization. It's a click sign document to state that you're happy and that you give authorization for the legal team to contact you. We need to do that while we're on the phone as well.
Right, I'll do that first and I'm just putting my emails in there.
Yeah, it's fine. Take your time, James. Take your time. If you need any help, just let me know.
Right. MMA legal. What did I do with us?
Click on the link and it'll bring up a document section. Then it will say on there, if you scroll down, there is a sign button, which is a squiggle. Place a squiggle in there and it'll be execute all documents.
Yeah, execute all documents. Please provide your signature.
Yeah.
How do I do my signature?
So there'll be a box where it says sign, and you can place with your finger a little squiggle in there.
Clear. Is that clear parting? Oh, there we go. Right, I've done it. Right. Execute all
there documents. There you go. Execute all documents.
That's not done.
Yeah, I can see on our end that's been done. Okay. So last thing is just your
ID
and proof of address on your WhatsApp. Yeah.
This phone I've got a shite. Just try to focus my ID.
Yeah, take your time.
I'm going to need to dig out a letter, but there's a picture of my ID then.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. What I'll do, I'll get that saved to your case file now. Just get that saved for you. There you go. So if there's any letter literally within the last 3 months, we will need that address. Okay. If you can have a quick look for that and fire it over, that'd be great. Now all I need to do is make you aware. The legal team will be contacting you within 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Yeah.
My name is James Thompson. If you have any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number. All right. There are 3 ways that you could with a Redress Scotland application, if you need to make you aware of this before upload. Applying yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government's legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay. We do not participate in government legal fee, so if you choose us, it's under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the highest amount possible for you. Okay. They'll be giving you a call to know how long the process is going to take. The maximum is roughly between 8 to 12 months. Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
Is that all right? No problem at all, James. So all you need to do is wait on the letter to send that letter over to us. Everything's completed. We'll get your case uploaded and get it put to the legal team. Like I said, any questions or anything like that, please do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number, James. All right.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, James.
Cheers, James. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.